The death toll from devastating rainfall in southeastern Brazil rose to 40 on Monday, official figures showed, as President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva visited the region and said homes should no longer be built in areas at risk of landslides and major floods. Authorities in the state of Sao Paulo said on Monday 4 more people had been killed in addition to 36 tallied a day earlier, but more casualties were still expected to be reported as 3 dozen people remained missing. Israel's parliament on Monday voted to push ahead with a contested overhaul of the country's judicial system, championed by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's religious nationalist government that has sparked mass protest. Opposition in parliament vowed to, quote-unquote, fight for the soul of the nation, while tens of thousands of Israelis gathered in the streets outside trumpeting their objection. Students returned to Michigan State University in the northern U.S. a week after a deadly shooting on campus, AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Many professors allowed students to be in class virtually. Being back, student Gabrielle Bain described it to WXYZ-TV as weird.
It's amazing to see how much support and love we're getting, but it's like almost inescapable, you know? Everywhere we turn, every street you go to, it's a reminder of this horrible tragedy that is still extremely recent.
Many students at Michigan State skipped class to attend an afternoon protest at the state capitol. They call for gun control legislation. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says she wants universal background checks, safe storage laws, and extreme risk protection orders. I'm Ed Donahue.
Prosecutors have downgraded the involuntary manslaughter charges against U.S. actor Alec Baldwin, reducing the possible prison time the Hollywood star may face for the 2021 fatal shooting on the set of the movie Rust, charging documents showed.